Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show with Shirley Yance, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, hello, hello, and welcome to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show. I am so glad that you found me today, and hopefully you brought some friends with you today, too. I am Shirley, a clinical hypnotherapist, coach, and mental health advocate here in Southern California, and a glittering rainbow girl going way back. My specialty is actually working with the LGBTQIA community, the BDSM community, kink community, just like anybody that doesn't really feel like they fit in. I want you to have somebody that you can talk to that you don't have to retrain and you don't have to talk down to or leave something out. So that's why I follow these. I hope that today we get to have a little fun, get a little inspiration, maybe bring a smile to your face. Maybe a giggle to your heart. Now, those of you that are brand new, you get to learn this wonderful way that I love to start out the show. And if you're an old hat listening to the show, I hope you're doing this too. And you can do it more often than just when you're listening to me. Just want you to know that. Okay, so what we're going to do is take a deep breath, deep, deep breath. And as you exhale, exhale with a smile. That's what we need today. Now, this is part two. We all know how much I love that. So let's wiggle your toes. Come on, wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. I got to wiggle my toes too. Inside your shoe, outside your shoe, whatever works for you. Yay. Now wiggle your buns. Come on. Scrunch them together. Squeeze those cheeks. I love doing this because you can't not smile while you're doing that. It just feels kind of funny and it kind of makes you giggle a little bit. Now, this last thing I want you to do is make sure you're in a safe place because, you know, we've gone over this. There's no being crazy. You know, I don't want you driving. I don't want you machinery, none of that stuff. So this last one, take a deep breath from your abdomen. And this time when you exhale, I want you to say an affirmation. It could be, I got this. We got it under control. You got this. Just some short affirmation that'll get you through the day. Now, if you have a hard time figuring out what those affirmations are, I actually do have some affirmation dice or blocks and some affirmation little tiles that you can use that'll help you out every single day. So if you're interested in either of those, you know, just let me know. Now, also to all my Patreon members, thank you so much, because without you, I would not be able to do this show. So if you'd like to be, you know, help support the show, throw me a cup of coffee. That's always appreciated. And, you know, let's help get the whole thing going. Now, this afternoon, my lovelies, I'm actually going to expand on a topic that I did about a month or so ago because we did have a little glitch in the system. So, but this means enough to me that I want to be able to, you know, kind of rehash it a little bit. Now, when I tell you in the beginning of the show that you need to be in a safe place, well, now it's not just a safe place while the beginning is going on. I need you to be in a safe place to do most of what we're doing today, because there is a lot of mental, you know, it's kind of working with your subconscious. And when you're working with your self-conscious, the least thing that you need is to be able to, you know, I don't want anybody driving off the road, because, man, I love that. You can, you know, you may think that you're good enough to listen to this while you're driving. I'm going to ask you no. So anyway, the first thing I want you to do, because we're going to talk about how to reimagine your anxiety and reimagine and function and prove to you that you can be hypnotized. That's my number one question I get from people is, can anybody be hypnotized? Well, let me tell you what, the answer is yes. And I can prove that. And I can prove that to you. Now, if you're going into a session and you're already saying things like, you can't hypnotize me, then you can't be. Remember, I can never make you do something that you don't want to do. But you know what? This is for those that do want to be hypnotized and want to make sure that they're actually susceptible. So I'm going to prove to you that, you know, your subconscious can take over, you know, your whole everything that you're doing. So since you are in a safe place, I hope. And the other thing I want to put as a little caveat is if you are working today or you are driving, you can listen, just do not participate. And everything will be on my YouTube page and my Facebook page, you know, by the end of today. So that way, if you want to do it and you miss something or you just miss something, please, please wait until after. And I promise you, you'll be able to find it. So we're going to close our eyes. And I want you to picture, pretend, or imagine a pickle. Yeah, just a pickle. A huge, in my case, a huge dill pickle. Those kind that you get at the fair. You know, those big, juicy pickles. And I want you to make that pickle green and big. And I want you to make that pickle so juicy. Look at it. You're just looking at it. Now I want you to take a knife. Why not? And cut off a piece. Or just take the pickle straight on and take a great big bite out of that pickle. Can you taste it? Can you even, I mean, you can feel it. You can see the flavor. You can feel the juice kind of running down the side. Now think of that. There is no pickle. There's absolutely no pickle, but you might have been able to feel it. You might have been able to get that sour squint at the back of your throat like we always do. When you do that, just think, if you were able to, you know, conjure this up, then you can be hypnotized because your subconscious just made you take a bite out of a pickle that doesn't exist. And I love that. Now, the funny thing about this is when I first learned how to do this, I learned how to do it with a lemon, or I was told to do it with a lemon. Well, I'm allergic to citrus. So your subconscious is so powerful that if I use the orange or the lemon on each one, my subconscious could actually bring on anaphylaxis. That's how powerful your subconscious is. Think about that. Your subconscious is so powerful and meaningful that it can take over your body. Nah, take over your mind, which is harder than the other. And if you could actually do that and imagine that, go you. I mean, come on. That's kind of a superpower if you think about it. So now that we're going to, you figured that part out. And if you couldn't, you know what? It's all right too. That's just one way of seeing if people are susceptible. That is not the only way, but I choose to do the pickle with the squint. And, you know, when you can picture that pickle dripping and you can actually taste it, that's where things get amazing. So I know that some of you will have no problem believing that you can reimagine anything, but you know, some of you are still a little out there. So now we're going to do something a little bit fun. Don't worry. No more pickles. And, you know, if I do something like that and it's something that you don't like, let's go, I don't like pickles, then it can be used with anything. It can be used with oranges or lemons or whatever. And some people just can't, you know, picture a pickle. It's all right. So what we're going to do right now, though, is we're going to do a body scan. Now, we've talked about body scans before, but I want you to close your eyes now. And I want you to picture a really bright light above your head. Whatever color, it doesn't matter. You can picture, pretend, or imagine that it's up there. Sometimes I have to pretend because my imagination doesn't quite get me there, which is also fine. But let's do this body scan. Start at the top. And that big, gigantic ball of light is going to slowly go over your body. And it's going to start at the top of your head, the back of your neck, shoulders, down to your arms and elbows, down to your little fingers, down your back to your lower back. And you'll notice that as we do this, sometimes, you know, the little burst of light that you have over your head can change colors. Maybe that's something that we need to work on today. You know, but keep going. Keep going down to your hips, because we hold so much stress in our hips. You can do that. Down to your knees. Some of us have knee problems, so we may want to work on that today. Calves, ankles, and down your toes, and shoot that ball of lightning out from your toes, because let me tell you what, it was getting rid of all the bad stuff, the stuff that you just don't need anymore. Now, there are two ways of doing this. There are two types of pain, actually. There is chronic pain, and there is instant pain. Now, for chronic pain, that's something that happens all the time, and you kind of need it. Not a lot, but your chronic pain lets you know that there is an issue with something. Now, if you've just had it for a really long time and you're tired of it, well, then we'll get rid of that too. But instant pain is also something that we can get rid of. But, you know that instant pain means that there is an issue. You never want to get rid of all of it, because it's there to protect you. When you have instant pain, it tells you where you need to focus on. If you have chronic pain, well, we want to get rid of that because it's been hanging around for too long, and nobody deserves to take up that much real estate in your subconscious. So maybe we can help get rid of a little bit of that too. So we've done this, and this works actually with anxiety too. It doesn't just work with an ache or a pain. If you can start to feel some anxiety, we can take care of that too. Now, beyond, you know, your Weibo Kung Fu toolbox, there are a couple things in there for anxiety. That's okay. This is just another way for us to do this. So now that you've figured out, you know, where you might want to work on, let me sit back. I need you to be relaxed and fun and everything. I personally know that I have a pain in my thumb. Now, the reason why is because it's been used and abused way too many years for a former career, but I can't seem to get it to quit hurting a little bit more than I want to. So the object is for me to take the pain in that thumb and put it somewhere else. Not to completely get rid of it, because I know that if I do some extra damage, I'm going to need to feel that. But I don't need to feel it all the time. That's what I'm trying to say. So I did the scan and my thumb came up. So now that you've located that pain or that anxiety, I want you to picture it. And I want you to picture it in a color. So what color is that pain? I know probably nobody's ever asked you that before, but what color is that pain? And if I say my pain is red, there's a lot of shades of red, but my red is dark red. And I want you to think about that pain or anxiety, and I want you to go, does it have a shape? Is there a shape? Does it have an angry shape? Does it have a fun shape? Just any type of shape. In my case, the shape is kind of an oval with ripple edges. Now, this is bizarre, but is your pain male or female? Come on, let's get right down to it. In my case, It's female and it's being a little angry today. So just kind of feel the way, you know, I need to make sure that what my thumb is going to do is it's going to cooperate. And it's important to, you know, ask yourself, why is it that you want to get rid of that pain? What is it that you need to do? Well, I want you to think of that thing and that emotion. And we have a color to it. We have a shape to it. You know, whether it's male or female or animal, you know, and you have now pinpointed out. So ask that pain or anxiety, does it have something to tell you? If it's chronic pain, it may just go, you know what? I'm just here to remind you to take it easy. If it's instant pain that you just have for a little while, ask why. Why are you here? Why is it doing this? And, you know, that picture could be, you know, that it works for your stress and anxiety, but it may also work for, you know, your thumb or your finger or your lower back may also have something to tell you. So what we're going to do now is think of one spot on your body that is the teeniest, tiniest little spot. In my case, it's my pinky toe. It's not just my pinky toe. It's my pinky toe on my right foot and the very tip of it. Now, the reason why I picked that spot to put that pain is because I can't feel that spot. Unfortunately, my toes have been broken a few too many times. And my pinky toe is just kind of numb, which is the perfect place to put this. Because now I don't have to deal with it. Just the baby toe has to deal with it. So as your eyes are closed and you're picking up, you know exactly where that is. You know where the injury is or the anxiety. You know what color it is. You know everything it has to say. Then I want to get rid of it or stick it in a safe spot so you don't have to deal with it ever again. So think of a spot somewhere on your body, teeny tiny spot. I have literally had people try to put it in their eyelid. I don't recommend that. It kind of makes your eyelid flutter a little bit. But it can be anywhere that, you know, you don't really want to pay a bunch of attention to it. That's why I'm using that little toe. So now that I have that, and what I want you to do is picture the pain that you have in there. Remember, we're picture, pretending, or imagining. And as you're closing your eyes, I want you to take that, remove it from where it is, say, I don't need you anymore, and let it travel. Kind of push it and let it travel into the area that you've decided to put it. Where did you decide to put that? Did you decide to go in your pinky? Did you decide to do one of your little toes too? You know? And when you get that pain, anxiety, whatever it is, to where it needs to be, put it there and then mentally put a cage around it with a lock. Lock it up and look at it and go, you don't own me. I promise that you will never get out and you will not be able to harm me ever again. Now, the interesting thing about this is that it's getting rid of that particular obstacle in your life, but other obstacles may come too. And you can keep sticking stuff in the same spot that you don't need forever, because although it may look little on the inside, it's pretty big. On the inside, looks little on the outside, big on the inside. Now, one of the ways that I like to use this is I've had a lot of people lately with problems about wearing masks. As we are still, you know, in the middle of the pandemic, we still have to wear masks. Now, in some places, it's not as bad or they don't require it. I'm still saying wear your mask. but people have been having some issues with wearing them. For some reason, they think they're suffocating. So if that is what's happening to you, then this next little thing is for you too. And think about it. When I'm going to go back a little bit to the picturing, pretending, and imagining, because this is something that's awesome for kids. Because a lot of times kids don't know where something's at, or they don't know what the name of it is. So if you have a little one, all they can tell you is they have an upset tummy or something hurts, ask them. Just get down on the floor with them, because it's important that you're acknowledging that there is something, there is an issue. So what I want you to do is get down with them and ask them, where does it hurt? And they may give you a big zone. So just kind of go, okay, but where exactly perfect does it? And then ask them, what color is it? Does it have a shape? Does it have a name? Does it, you know, and help kids get rid of their anxiety and maybe some aches and pains that way. Because they may be able to say, it's my tummy that hurts, but they can lock it down. Kids are fabulous at this. They can lock it down and go, nope, it's right here that hurts. And if it's right there that hurts and they can come up with a color, usually when I ask if it looks like something, it can look like any stuffed animal. It can look like Power Rangers. I've had Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. It can be anything that they want to, you know, how they express themselves. So keep asking questions, always questions. Never make them feel like they're asking a bad one. You know, get down on that floor and tell them what you need to do. So let's go back to the mask thing. Sorry, that was a little sidebar, but I want you to know that, you know, when you're trying to, or this can work with, you know, older adults, that maybe they've just sort of said, you know what, I'm in pain. I'm always in pain. I'm always going to be in pain. No, that's not true either. So, and there are multiple ways of doing this particular exercise. If you ever come to me with an appointment, we will extend this out to several other steps. But for now, I just kind of wanted to give you an overview. So let's say you're having a problem wearing that mask all day. And this is what we have to do. So what I want you to do is, we're back to picturing, pretending, or imagining that you're wearing that mask. Now, you can breathe fine in that mask. You know you can. And the reason why I say that is I want you to picture or pretend that it's a surgical mask, the kind that doctors wear, the kind that doctors wear all day sometimes. Think about that. If a surgeon can wear a mask for 7-8 hours, you can certainly wear a mask for one or two, which is usually about how long people have masks on. Some have them on a lot longer, depending on where they work. But I want you to know that, you know, you've got this, you can do this. So you're having a problem with wearing that mask over your nose. And remember, the mask goes over your nose, way more effective than underneath your nose. It's kind of like not wearing one. But the mask that you have on, that surgeon mask that you're picturing over your face, you know, this is the most magical mask that you've ever had on. It is breathable. You know, it can be in any color, but it is a magical mask. And as you have it on, you realize that it has all kinds of little air holes in it. So that makes it totally breathable. And again, you know, start with those deep breaths. Start with, you know, going from maybe you only need to do a body scan down to your shoulders because you're just trying to get rid of that mask feeling. But you now have a magical surgical mask on that has all kinds of holes, but it has all kinds of protection in it. You know, it may look green like a surgical mask, but it could be red. It could be purple. With me, it's usually purple. But as you're putting it on and you're thinking and you're talking about it, you know, think about that. You're talking in it and it's just fine. And people can hear you perfectly. And the best way to get it there, the best way to get that magical mask on, and this is a magical mask that goes on underneath your normal mask. So you don't get to tell people, oh, look, I have a magical mask on. I didn't wear one. That doesn't work either. So again, you want to start with those three deep, deep breaths and closing your eyes. And as you're doing the body scan, you got down to your neck and you realized that that ball of light that was doing the body scan actually put the magical mask on you. The magical mask that has the holes in it, that you feel comfortable in, that you feel like you could wear another mask over the top of it, and you'll be fine. You will be absolutely fine. Because we're going to imagine, pretend, picture that we all have that, you know, we all have that magical surgical mask on. And, you know, if you've seen any of these medical shows that are on TV, you know, you always see the doctor wearing that mask. And they do their surgeries and they do long surgeries. And I'm telling you that if they can do a long surgery with a mask on, you can go to the store with a mask on. You just have to picture or pretend it, just not even being there. The way you can do it. You know, it's there to help you breathe. It's there to help you take care of yourself. So it's so important to have that mask on, but I don't want you to feel like you're claustrophobic, because that's the whole thing we're trying to get rid of. And this is also something that you can do that's personal, and it'll help with your growth. It'll help for your personal growth and well-being. And the reason why I can say that this will help with your personal growth and well-being is if you can breathe with that mask on and it's not an issue anymore, that is one less thing that you need to worry about. Wouldn't that be great? One less thing. Because this is a part of Weibo Kung Fu that, you know, uses your subconscious a little bit more than some of the other things that we've tried. And all of those things that we've tried are actually on my YouTube page and on my Facebook page. So you can always go back and go, oh, that was the one where she talked about da 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 da, whatever it may be. And you can catch up on your little toolbox. I recommend that everybody does that. Your little Weibo Kung Fu toolbox. You know, and the nice thing too is as you're putting all these tips and tricks and little things that you can do into your mailbox or into your mailbox, no, into your toolbox, your little Weibo Kung Fu toolbox, you now have the opportunity that if you run across somebody, then you can use some of those tools to help them. You know, if somebody's starting to have an anxiety attack, just have them breathe like you've been shown how to breathe. And then, you know, have them slowly settle down. And as you talk to them, talk slower and slower and slower. Because that way, that person's anxiety will also slow down. The whole idea is when you take these deep breaths, that you take them slowly. Because if you're taking them fast, you can actually do, you can get into that whole, you know, hyperventilation thing. That's the reason why we breathe from our abdomen. And I'm throwing in a little commercial right here because if you'd like to learn more about breathing, I'm actually doing a webinar coming up about ways of healthy breathing. And before you come to me and you say, lady, I've been breathing by myself on my own since I was a baby. Yes. Yes, you have. But nobody's taught you circular breathing. Usually they just let you up here and you breathe up here and that's all you know how to do. Well, if you're having some sort of anxiety attack and all you're doing is breathing from your upper chest, then guess what? You're going to go into more of an anxiety attack. So what this class will do, this little seminar, it's only going to be about an hour, but and well worth your time because I'm going to actually teach you how to circular breathe. And it's something that we can go in the top shelf, which is total top shelf of your toolbox, is circular breathing. Now, if you're a singer or somebody that used to play, I think they did a lot of circular breathing with different instruments. So if you're a musician that played, you know, a reed instrument or a singer, trust me, this is going back to the circular breathing that you were taught then, but you may have forgotten. So it's always good to have a little uptake. It's always good. And these are the things that you do to, you know, nourish your soul. Yep, we're going back to nourishing your soul. Because if you can get rid of some pain or an anxiety attack, or you feel confident enough to help somebody else get through that, you're amazing. Most of you are amazing anyway. Just kidding. All of you are amazing. Every single one of you has got that amazing part of you. So what you're doing is, as you're helping other people, that is actually nourishing your soul. So that's why I want you to know that. Now, you can also use this as you're doing your body scan as a way of fitting in your meditations. You know how I feel about that. You got to have your meditation. And it's not, I have to do an hour of meditation on something I don't care about. It's, I'm going to do maybe 5 minutes. I'm just going to go through the body scan, see if I need to get rid of something. And when I do, then I'll take care of it. But while you're doing the body scan, put yourself in a place where you feel comfortable. Now, you can do this sitting up in a chair. You can do it laying down. You can do it pretty much anywhere that you can find a little bit of quiet time. I've even been known to do this in the shower. If I can feel something kind of aching more than I wish it did, you know, I can take a shower and scan my body at the same time. We all learn our own tips and tricks. Trust me, we all learn our own tips and tricks. And like everything else, this is a process. The first time you do it on your own, you may realize that you need a little bit of extra help. Well, if you do, that's where I come in. And you can always make an appointment and we can go over this a little bit more. But, you know, don't forget to throw in that meditation. You know, one of my favorite sayings is, if you don't have 5 minutes to meditate, you need at least an hour. Work with me. At least start with 1 or 2 minutes. Yes, the first time you do it, you're going to be all over the place and you're going to think this is useless because my brain's all over the place and I can't get it to slow down. It's all right. It's okay. Because somewhere back in that subconscious, you're going to feel like your brain, your subconscious brain will actually stop you and go, okay, let's bring us back to now, which is known as mindfulness. Yes, I even fit mindfulness into this. Because if you're closing your eyes and you're trying to concentrate, what happens is you may wander a little bit. A little bit here, a little bit there. That's fine, but get yourself back to now. Go, oh, wow. Yeah, I was wandering all over the place. Guess what? I need to get back to center. And this process, total process time. Some of you go, I hate to meditate. I absolutely hate to meditate. You don't hate to meditate. You don't. The problem is that you're not sure whether you're good at it or not. And you can't go wrong. You seriously cannot go wrong if you're trying to meditate. It's just one of those things. You know, you can't do anything wrong. Let's say you do a body scan and more than one section comes up. That's fine. Sometimes I do a body scan and it's a hard time for me to try to find something that doesn't ache. We all have that too. I actually hurt my heel a couple weeks ago, and I've been using this technique to try to get rid of some of that pain, and it's taken care of about 90% of it. But that last little tiny bit of pain that I feel, I think is there because it feels like it needs to be there. It needs to remind me that just because I'm, you know, who I am, that I can't have any pain. Because I get asked all the time, why should you ever be in pain if you can help somebody else get out of pain? It just so happens that about 5 or 10% of my heel seems to think that it needs to be there to protect me so I don't injure it again while I'm trying to heal. Sometimes your body will tell you exactly what it needs, and sometimes your body will, you know, not. But I would have to say that for the most part, let your body take over. Your subconscious knows. I love talking to people about the difference between the conscious and the subconscious. I just do. Because your subconscious is so smart. And it's you. It's just you. You have to give yourself permission to heal. That's the interesting thing, is you actually have to give yourself permission. Doesn't everybody want to do that? Yes, we do. So while you're doing the body scan, if that's all you can do is do the body scan and help get the residual off of you, think of that big light that you have above your head when you do the body scan. Think of that more as like little... You can think of it as little dragons, little chipmunks, little whatever, little Pac-Man. That's a good one. Little Pac-Man. You remember the pole Pac-Man thing where it goes across? Well, every time your big light gets to a spot, like let's say your shoulders, and you just know that that's where it's going to be. Let those little Pac-Man just go and go and go and just nab up any little chronic pain that you might have. Just give yourself permission and go take it away. You could have a Mrs. and a Mr. Pac-Man. You never know. You know, make it as fun for you as you can, but feel it just kind of going and going and going and going. And it may get down to your elbows, and now your elbows are kind of achy. Let those little Pac-Man run in there, swoop around and around and around, and take out all that residual, because residual is kind of like chronic. It's something that's always there to keep you aware of the situation, but it's also there and it doesn't need to. You don't need that anymore. I promise. I would never have you take away something that you actually needed, but this is something that you actually needed. And this is your way of, you know, nourishing that soul, getting yourself back together. Learning how to grow. That's all we're doing. We're learning how to grow and heal. Every little thing's growing and healing. This is also the way of keeping your mental health in check. Yeah. So let's say you need a little extra help. And the next thing you know, you're able to help yourself. If you need a little more help, please always, always reach out. There's a thing with, you know, this is also Mental Health Month. And mental health is not a female versus male thing. Everybody gets anxiety and everybody gets stressed out. And it doesn't matter age, color, what you believe in. None of that matters, because you need to get in touch with you. which is why I always encourage people, you know, to do that, to take care of yourself. You know how to take care of yourself. Come on. I know you do. So we're going to do that meditation for at least 5 minutes. If you can do 5 minutes of meditation, then you will have time to have done a full body scan and at least partially get rid of, you know, these aches and pains that we're having to deal with. The other thing is, sorry, almost fell off my chair. That's never a good sign. The other thing I want you to remember and take note of is that everything that I've talked to you about today and everything that I've talked to you about for the last few months, it is all right there available on any place you get, you know, podcasts from will be replays of my show. So you can get those off of my website or actually my Facebook site. You can get those off of YouTube. You can get those off of Podbean. I'm pretty much on every little, you know, I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and it's all under Hypno Fairy Godmother. And you can ask me questions. I love it when people ask me questions. The reason why I brought this little thing back up was because somebody had asked me about it. And I went, you know what? It's important for me to go back and expand a little bit. I didn't want to feel rushed. I just wanted to be able to let you know that there are ways of getting rid of stresses and problems. There are ways of retraining your brain. You can retrain your brain. I know you can. Oh, is that doubt that I hear? Nope. I thought it was. It's not. Because I believe in you. I, in my whole heart and soul, believe in you. Believe that you can do this. Believe that you have control over your body. But I also believe that you know enough that if you need to ask for help, please ask for help. There are a lot of sites out there and a lot of people. And if you contact me, I can get you pretty much in the direction you need to go if you do need some sort of help. Because mental health is important. Your physical health is important, but your mental health is just as important. Yep, just as important. So I encourage you to, you know, in between doing all this, I encourage you to go outside. Yes, some of us are still under full mask wearers. Some of you don't have to anymore, but I would still recommend that you do. Because nobody wants to COVID, and that's not something that I can take away through hypnosis. I can help you breathe. I can, you know, help you get your mind intact, but, you know, we got to follow the science. But you can still take those breaks outside. You can still go out and take a big walk around your block and smell the flowers, even if you have to go down and just slightly take off your mask so you can smell the flowers or not. And I want you to, you know, while you're doing that, listen to your favorite music. Remember, I'm the one that said, you know, if you're outside and you got music going in your soul, man, dance it out. It's great exercise. People will wonder what you're doing. It'll make you smile. It'll make them smile. You know, just go for it. This is like the good stuff. This is, you know, when you're waiting in line, wear a mask with a big smiley face on it and then dance to your heart's content. That's the way it works. You know, you get them smiling, you get you smiling. You can go, I did my body scan this morning and I got rid of all my chronic pain and now I'm feeling fabulous. Isn't that fabulous? You're feeling great. So if you're feeling great, pass that feeling great on to other people. These are not state secrets. These are just things that you can do while you're waiting in line. We still have lines here in California that sometimes you have to wait for a while to get into a store. I am forever listening to music. And I will sit there and I'll just kind of start to groove it down. And there's always somebody in line that looks at me weird and somebody in line that looks at me with a smile. I hang on to the smiley ones. Who wouldn't? So this is where that part comes in handy. You just kind of get to groove yourself. Groove it till you move it. So, you know, I hope that you've been able to get a little more comfortable in the breathing, a little more comfortable in getting rid of the chronic pain or getting rid of the anxiety. You can take that anxiety and stick it in the tip of your little finger. And that's what has anxiety, not you. You know, go over this 3 or 4 times. Download this podcast if you need to. Download this as a YouTube if you need to. Just know that the more you do this, the more incredible it's going to be. And the more you do it, the faster you'll get at it. When I first started doing this, it took me so long and I would get really frustrated. Whereas now, like I said, I can do it in just a few minutes. It's one of those, the more you work at it, the better you'll get at it. So if you have any questions, comments, stories, you know, email me at hypnofairygodmother@yahoo.com. And like I said, you can find all of my stuff on Hypno Fairy Godmother. You'll find more under that than you will under my actual name, which may just be the Hypno Fairy Godmother. You don't know. So what I want you to do is, I know I've been telling you to be in a safe place all day, but I need you to be in a safe place now. So what we're going to do is we're going to do one of these last deep breaths to make sure that everybody's out and on the same, you know, in the same place. Because if any of you happen to have gone under a little farther, I'm just going to count you out as a 3, 2, 1. Bring it all back. Bring it all back to center. You back to center. You cannot get stuck in hypnosis. It's just something that I do, just in case somebody may have gone a little deeper than I wanted them to. And you can always contact me about that too. That's not a problem. So while you're in that safe place, I want you to take that one last deep breath. Hold it. And exhale with a smile, because that smile is going to hold you for the rest of the day. So thanks for tuning in. Remember to tell all your friends about it. And remember to smile, because people will always wonder what you're up to. And please, please, please have a wonderful day. I promise to see you next week. Bye now.
You're listening to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show with Shirley Yance, only on LA Talk Radio.